is the most high-profile murder case in British history.
You and Ms. Howe are defending the accused terrorist from the government.
And you're from the New York Times.
I don't speak to journalists about trials relating to matters of national security.
Do you know of any reason which would prejudice your ability to carry out this case?
No, my lord.
There is some evidence against you, which the prosecution believes should be kept secret from the public and from you.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll be the first to admit that the new legal thriller Closed Circuit had a lot of problems, but in spite of its many flaws, I still enjoyed it to a degree. The story follows two barristers in London who are defending a terror suspect that blew up a local marketplace. One is in charge of the general defense while the other oversees sensitive evidence kept from the public eye. As they dig deeper into the facts, they find themselves in danger as well. Halfway through the film, the movie goes from taut legal drama to dumb action film, then completely unravels in the final act. However, it's the setup I found intriguing. At the very least, it was interesting to watch the overreaction about terrorism and political corruption evolve in Britain instead of my own country, offering a new perspective on the subject. Even with the mess of an ending, I liked the opening enough to carry me through the muddled conclusion. Closed Circuit gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.